Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news element sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. The Linux 6.18 kernel was recently released, and it has turned quite a few heads in the open source world. This year, version 6.18 isn't just another update. It's been selected as the 2024 long-term support, or LTS version. Now, why does this matter for organizations and system administrators? The LTS designation means you get years of security updates and bug fixes, so it's built for longevity and reliability. While 6.12 is still supported through to year-end, all eyes are turning to 6.18 because of its performance promise, especially for high-volume enterprise and hyperscale workloads. There's a lot to say about why so many are eager to make the leap. Let's break down some of the headline features and performance gains that come with Linux 6.18, particularly for those running on the latest hardware. Benchmarking has been pretty striking, especially on 5th general AMD EPYC processors, codenamed Turin. Linux 6.18 outperforms its predecessor in key areas: memory management, CPU scheduling, and I/O subsystems. For organizations pushing heavy, multi-threaded workloads, these aren't just abstract improvements. They can translate to real cost savings and user experience boost. First, memory management. The kernel's approach to allocating and reclaiming memory is now smarter, further reducing fragmentation. This refinement delivers smoother memory access and noticeably responsive systems, even during periods of intense workload. For any server house, optimal memory use can make or break your application's performance. Second, the CPU scheduler has seen direct improvements. A new algorithm helps divide processing power more efficiently among running apps. Where you may have previously seen bottlenecks, especially in environments with lots of tasks fighting for CPU time, these bottlenecks are now much better managed. This matters for data centers and hyperscalers, who routinely rack up millions of threads on their servers. Third, the kernel's I/O subsystem has been further optimized, so it now handles multiple concurrent requests and caching strategies with less latency. For use cases like databases and real-time analytics, this is a winning update. Expect higher throughput and shorter wait times on busy stacks. The improvements are particularly pronounced for workloads combining high-volume reads and writes, key for analytics and cloud service providers. So what about looking ahead? What's coming next for Linux in 2024 and beyond? Let's cast an eye over the early feature list for Linux 6.19, which is tracking a release into 2026's support timeline. There's real excitement brewing about several areas, but especially with artificial intelligence workloads in mind. Kernel maintainers are developing enhancements that will make it easier to run AI and machine learning at scale on Linux. We're expecting improved integration with hardware accelerators and more efficient ways to shuffle large datasets for neural networks. These changes are aimed at making Linux the go-to platform for both researchers and enterprises looking to harness AI in production. At the same time, Linux 6.19 is set to deliver snappier and more secure container orchestration for cloud-native workloads. Think advances in virtualization support, improvements within Kubernetes environments, and a host of smaller tweaks to streamline operations at scale. Security isn't being left behind. If anything, it's getting bumped up the priority list. With cyber attacks ramping up worldwide, kernel maintainers are doubling down with new and refined security features in each iteration. Early signs for 6.19 suggest policy enhancements around system calls and expanded memory protection schemes for isolating workloads. Organizations operating at scale, especially in regulated industries, will want to keep a close watch on those changes and what they mean for compliance. So how do these advancements and new LTS releases translate to real-world change? One answer comes from the heart of open source. It's people, community initiatives, and a focus on sustainability through mentorship. A standout story here is that of Mariam Fahmy, who in just the past year went from getting her very first pull request merged to becoming a maintainer for the Kiverno project. Kiverno, for those who may not know, is an increasingly vital tool in Kubernetes clusters for managing policies and permissions. Mariam's rise is not just a tale of individual achievement, but a case study in what's dubbed the mentorship flywheel. When asked about her journey, Mariam credits the CNCF's LFX mentorship program for providing structured support and confidence boosts early on. She points out that getting guidance from veteran contributors helped her bypass common roadblocks and made the overall community more welcoming. What's particularly inspiring is that she's already paying it forward by co-mentoring the next wave of contributors herself. This cycle of newcomers becoming mentors strengthens the fabric of open source and helps projects stay vibrant. Programs like LFX don't just benefit single projects. They boost overall engagement across the cloud-native computing foundation's entire landscape. As more projects and maintainers get involved, we see increased retention, knowledge sharing, and crucially, a steady influx of new contributors with fresh energy. For organizations hoping to future-proof their tech stacks, these community dynamics are every bit as important as technical developments. Switching gears a little, let's talk about the creative arts and how AI is shifting the terrain for artists and performers, especially in the UK. Over the past month, there's been heightened debate following a high-profile vote involving British actors and their digital likenesses. The core issue: whether to allow studios to scan actors' faces and bodies for potential use by AI without explicit authorization every time. The response from actors has been overwhelming. They voted decisively to reject standard contracts that would enable this without fair compensation and control. The UK's Equity Union has since stepped up negotiations, seeking to enshrine new standards around pay, conditions, and ethical safeguards on digital likeness rights. This is more than just a workplace rights issue. It's a signal of how creative professionals are fighting to preserve artistic integrity in the AI era. Under the hood, AI can replicate voice, image, and even movement, raising the stakes for protecting professional and personal identities. The industry in the UK is thus wrestling with how to strike a balance between leveraging new technologies and respecting creative workers' rights and choices. Set against broader trends, the arts and tech sectors alike will need to keep evolving standards and protections as AI continues to outpace regulation. There's a real lesson here for anyone navigating digital transformation, no matter the industry. Adapting to fast-evolving tech means not just deploying new tools, but ensuring that rights, ethics, and safeguards keep pace. So if you're a decision-maker, tech lead, or just plugged into the open-source movement, what should you take away from this whirlwind of developments? Adopting Linux 6.18 as your next long-term foundation could boost your infrastructure's performance and future flexibility. The optimizations in memory, CPU, and I/O handling give organizations a competitive edge, especially as workloads get bigger and more complex. Remember, migration is not just about performance. It's also about stability and unlocking the latest security guarantees for years to come. As Linux 6.19 approaches, it's a good idea to keep your teams tuned into upcoming features and to plan for upgrades in your project lifecycle. On the community front, investing time in mentorship or promoting involvement in open source projects can deliver payoffs for both individuals and organizations. The mentorship flywheel isn't just jargon. It's a proven pathway to knowledge transfer, project sustainability, and ecosystem growth. And for the creative industry and beyond, never underestimate the importance of strong rights protections as AI blurs the lines between creator and tool. Proactive, fair standards help professionals retain control, dignity, and value in an era of rapid, sometimes disruptive change. As we wrap up, here's the big picture. Linux 6.18 is more than an incremental update. It represents a strategic turning point for infrastructure in the next few years. Mentorship in open source and evolving standards in the arts both demonstrate the human side of navigating progress. Whether you're managing servers, writing code, or performing on stage, the message is clear. Stay adaptable, stay involved, and advocate for fair standards. Organizations should evaluate their current infrastructure and strongly consider migrating to Linux 6.18 LTS. Doing so not only yields immediate gains in efficiency, but also prepares you for the AI-powered, secure, cloud-native world ahead. And as always, keep your finger on the pulse of both the community and technical roadmaps to keep your edge sharp. Thanks for listening.